The daughter of a North Idaho miner who was killed in a tunnel collapse last year says federal regulators are failing to hold the company responsible. She says the new fines do not do justice to her father's death. The federal government is proposing $360,000 in penalties related to an accident that killed Larry Merrick. Correspondent Jessica Robinson has more.
53-year-old Merrick died more than a mile underground last April. It happened at the Lucky Friday mine near Mullen, Idaho. Federal investigators cited, quote, aggravated conduct on the part of Hecla Mining. Inspectors found the company had violated safety standards when it allowed Merrick to extract silver ore from a massive, unstable rock. Larry Merrick's daughter, Haley Merrick, says the $360,000 in fines doesn't go far enough.
I mean, I don't think there's any amount that could ever be sufficient, and obviously there's no amount that will ever change what happened. But I do 100% think that it could have been prevented and that they need to be held responsible.
The company declined to comment on the fines as it's an ongoing legal matter. Hecla's president had earlier predicted the fines could reach as much as $1 million. The Lucky Friday mine has been closed since December while the company makes federally mandated improvements. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.